Yeah, well, I started at Leicester Tigers when I was 16. I was there for 3 years. And I moved up here in June and I've been training for like the whole of this pre-season. And that was sevens for my first game out for the Sale.
And why Sale? What was it that drew you up here?
Obviously, Manchester's a really nice city. It's a really nice club and they have experience and like a good history of bringing up young players. Players like Mike Haley and stuff who've come through the academy. Now they've got a chance and now they're playing regularly for the first team. So that's what I want to do.
So the view to development was quite key. Have you been? Had a chance to explore the area, see the city centre and everything?
Yeah. We had a week off a couple of weeks back, so I got to actually see what's around instead of just the training ground. So it's nice to get into the city.
Great. So back to the weekend, record breaking. Yeah. How was that for you?
It was a bit surreal, to be honest. Like, it's my first time like, probably being on TV and first time playing for Sale, obviously. So, and I got to play against my old team. So all those firsts, and it just turned out quite well for me. Like, the pitch was really nice, the weather was good, and just played well and scored quite a lot, so it was good.
How was that scoring against your old club? How did it feel?
It was fun, to be fair. I enjoyed it, because I was playing against quite a few of my old friends, so it's nice to get the bragging rights on them. But all in all, it was just good. It was a great team effort, and we got through to the finals. That's what I wanted to do. So now I can show it again in Coventry.
Yeah, and looking forward to this weekend. What are your thoughts? More of the same?
hopefully. Getting through the stages are going to be quite a few harder teams now, so if we keep the same form that we did in the pool stage, we should be sweet, but just looking forward to getting out there again, really.
And anything key you'll be focusing on towards this weekend, or is it just kind of going out there, doing what you've done in training?
Well, we've done a bit of an analysis. We've gone through all our potential opponents now. We've got a session tomorrow just to sharpen up on everything. We should be fine after that, really.
And what do you make to these comparisons to Chris Wade, and what do you make about it?
Obviously, it's quite flattering, but I want to be my own player at the same time. But he's got quite a good track record of scoring, isn't he? He's like one of the best finishers in the world. So if I'm being compared to that, then it's good for me. Obviously, being such a young player as well.
Absolutely. And just finally, in terms of England, what are your ambitions in terms of the under-20s and further down the line?
Well, I was in the under-20 setup last season. I played through the Six Nations and stuff. I missed out on the World Cup. So I can play again this year because I'm young enough, so hopefully get in that squad, get a starting place and show what I can do for them as well.